Blog Talk Radio.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Bye. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. This is our Exodus. Praise the Lord. We thank God this morning. Praise the Lord to be able to assemble again. Canada is a privilege, even a blessing. He allowed us to come together. You know, I'm listening at that song. This thought of Lord, deliver me. Oh, you ever asked the Lord to deliver you? You ever had to repent? You ever had to ask God to forgive you for sin? You ever had to cry out for mercy? Hallelujah. One thing about it, when you cry out unto the Lord, he is just and able to forgive. And we thank that. And we're thankful for him doing that for us. Praise the Lord. This is our Exodus. Hallelujah. You ever came out and say that you're going forth with the Lord to repent from your ways and run unto him? Hallelujah. For his deliverance. Praise the Lord. Not to hold you long this morning. Psalms 51. Hallelujah. Psalms 51. Oh, praise God. Very familiar passage of scripture. We have David here. As we go to God in prayer, we pray, Father God in heaven, come in the humblest way that we know how, asking you to forgive us for sin, known and unknown. In the name of Jesus, to say thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. How you have, again, blessed us to see a day it was not promised to us, Father God, but you made it a reality. And we say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. And we ask you to consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is our Exodus. Psalms 51. We have David here, a psalm of David. When Nathan, the prophet, came unto David after he had gone into Bathsheba, he says here in this first verse, he says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercy. Said, blot out my transgression. Hallelujah. David, being convinced of his sins here, poured out his soul to God in prayer for mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Like that song we just listened to, Lord, deliver me. Hallelujah. Lord, you ever been confronted with your sin and asked God to have mercy upon me when you knew that, hallelujah, it was you, just like David after Nathan had told him the story, and then he revealed to him after David passed judgment, him being the king, that it was him that was the problem, that the problem was. Oh, Lord, and then David sort of like came to himself like a prodigal son. He came to him. He said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression. Oh, hallelujah. He asked for mercy. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He asked for a little mercy. He asked for a little undeserved favor. He asked in that word, darken out the thing that has caused us stain. Remove that. Hallelujah. A blot is hallelujah. It's a blemish, a stain on you. But he asked to remove that. And according to what I know about you, God, according unto the multitude, David realized that God has been plenteous in mercy, the multitude of tender favors, tender, they're showing me mercy after mercy after mercy after mercy. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. Hallelujah. He asked, in other words, just like she just sung it, Lord, deliver me. Thank you, Lord. Deliver me, deliver me. Because all I seem to do is hurt me. All I seem to do is mess up our relationship with you. All I seem to do is just keep on messing up. All I seem to do, Lord, is come fall sin and call and fall short of your glory. But I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. The things that you do, they're ever before you. Hallelujah. Where should we go? Where should backsliding children go? But return unto the Lord, hallelujah, our God, who alone can heal them. He drew them, hallelujah, by divine teaching. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. An account of the working of his heart towards Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. You know what? God will hear you. Prayer when you're open and you're honest to him. You're not trying, hallelujah, you're putting it all on the table. You're not trying to hide anything, but you realize that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I need you to blot out my transgressions. And after you blot them out, I need to be washed, Lord. Wash me through wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, my practicing of sin, my iniquity. When I practice it so much, it turned in my wickedness, it turned into iniquity, oh Lord, and I need to be cleansed from that. I need to be cleansed from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, the only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speaking and be clear when thou judgest. See, one thing we need to know and we need to realize is against, hallelujah, it's against thee, the only. It's against the Lord that we have done these things, hallelujah. Even when we're not right towards one another, we're sinning against one another, but we're sinning against, we're sinning against God. We're mistreating God because we are his little one, his children. So we need to be careful how we treat one another. It's in the first commandment, he said, I am the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. That's one of the greatest, that we should know that he is the Lord thy God, and we should love him with all our being, if you don't mind me paraphrasing, with all the our heart, mind, soul, strength, all that we can, everything that is within us, we should be loving and honoring God. But and the sacrament is like unto the first love, thy neighbor as thyself. In other words, the same love that God has shown towards us, that same love that we should show one another. Against thee, the only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified. Justified when thou speaking and be clear when thou judges, when thou speak of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need to set it straight so I can believe and receive that justice that he's going to speak on me. It will be clear unto me. Behold, and that now he comes here with his flea. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And behold, I desire truth in the inward parts, but in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom. When you open yourself up like this, you can be forgiven, and then God can pour into you his wisdom. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As you get it all straight, after you repent, after you clear the way, hallelujah, and you clear and make that relationship good between your soul and the Savior, hallelujah. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, I desire truth and the inward truth truth thou, behold thou, listen, behold, awaken me, that thou desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden parts thou shalt make me to know wisdom, the thing that I try to hide in that you will make me to know wisdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You'll make me to know when I open up to you, Lord, you'll make me, your truth will go down in my inward parts, and the things that I try to hide, wisdom will be unfolded. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me. I shall be whiter than snow. He asked, make me to hear with joy and gladness that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Now when you have been in fellowship with the Lord, nothing hurts you more than to be out of fellowship. Nothing bothers you more to know that you have displeased the Lord. And it caused emptiness. It caused when you can't feel his spirit where you normally find it. You can't play that favorite song and it gives you the same joy that it used to give you. But until you repair your relationship with the Lord, until you repent, and then he have mercy upon you, and until you are strengthened to do a little bit better. Hallelujah. He asked, hide thy face from my sin. Blot out all my iniquities, all the things I've been doing, Lord. I ask you to clean me up, Father. Clean me up, Lord. Praise the Lord. Deliver me. In other words, do something with this vessel. And one good thing you can do is you can create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Praise the Lord. When he renews that right spirit, a right spirit within you, when he renews that, when he restores that, when he repairs that, then you can speak in a different way. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not the Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. You know that there's freedom. There's freedom, and there's freedom where the Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom when God and you feel his presence, you feel so free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Either you're free or either you're tormented by your wrong. But when you realize that you're tormented by the wrong, my God will do something for you still. When you're tormented by the wrong, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you're tormented by the wrong, he will restore you. When you ask for forgiveness, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. There's joy in salvation. There's beauty in my brokenness. Hallelujah. Because I have repented, because he have let me know that he have had mercy upon me, and in this I can rejoice, because I have been forgiven, I've been set free, and he's going to uphold me with thy free spirit. Then when he do all that, he said, then will I teach transgression thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. And that's the most important part. We should be converting as we restore ourselves, try to restore someone else, as we lift ourselves up, try to lift, hallelujah, someone else up with an encouraging word. You never realize and never will know just how much to restore someone, and how you have lifted someone's spirit. Hallelujah. You never know just how much that meant, or how troubled someone might have been, hallelujah, before you came, told them that the Lord will make a way somehow, that the Lord is waiting and just to forgive, that the Lord will restore them, that the Lord will lift them up, that the Lord will heal them, that the Lord will deliver them, that the Lord will set them free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then, David said, then will I teach transgression the way that sinners shall be converted unto thee. Convert somebody unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we convert somebody to the Lord? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Convert somebody. Purge me. Back up at that 7th verse. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. There is joy seeing someone being, hallelujah, delivered, set free, cleaned up, walking a new way than they used to walk, or being washed. Hallelujah. Purge me with hyssop. Hyssop, hyssop, hyssop. And I shall be clean. Wash me. You ever ask the Lord to wash me? Not only forgive me, Lord, but wash me. Hallelujah. When he washed you and he cleansed you, you'll be careful on getting yourself dirty again. You'll be careful. You'll start to separate yourself because you want to stay clean. The believer longs to have the whole debt of sin blotted out and every stain cleansed. We would be thoroughly washed from all our sins. Hallelujah. But the hypocrite always has some secret reserve thing. Still some secret that they want to do. Oh, Lord, and would have some favorite lust spares, things you try to hide or keep away from the Lord. Hallelujah. That a steady eating at you day by day by day by day, that he would continue to think of them. Hallelujah. With sorrow and shame, his sin was committed against God. Hallelujah. And when we do that, we deny the truth. We deny the will of the sin. We deny the truth, and we deceive ourselves. We start to kill that spiritual man in us. We start to starve it to death. But but repent, hallelujah, and be delivered. Repent and be delivered. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is what I have today. Praise the Lord. Repent and be delivered. Repent and be set free. God bless you. I bless you. Praise the Lord. I pray that something's been said to help you and encourage you along the way just to go a little bit further with the Lord. You open, Brother D. Praise the Lord. You may be on mute. Are you on mute, Brother D?
I'm just that, my brother. On mute, just talking away. I heard you say you must be on mute. Amen. Hey, praise God, the God who's truly the head, the author and finisher. My brother said, that's what I have for you. That's enough meat right there, my brother. You served up a full-course meal this morning, and it didn't take long to do it. You know, again, I say all the time, a sentence, a verse, quote, something that was said should touch someone's heart. And as many times you read, and you read it over and over again, sometimes when someone else read it to you, you grab hold of something different. It says, restore me. You know, when you read through something, you was there, and you lost it. He said, restore me. It's got to be something good for you to want to go back and do it again. You know, if the wife cooks a cake and it's not so good to you, you'll force that one slice down, but you're not going back for a second slice. All but when it's good and rich and buttery, you eat the whole thing. You know, before you know it, you eat half the cake and the whole. And that's how it was. He said, Lord, restore me according to your loving kindness. And when you think about what loving kindness he was speaking of, there's no better love. And no one else could be more kinder to you than our Father. He said, restore me. Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that. And then, I like the way he acknowledged his sin. Remember, he said, "I sin against thee and thee only."
Yeah.
Thee only have I sinned. Because you don't want to cast my sin out. You don't want to wash
yes,
me
sir.
And clean me. He said, "I sin against thee and thee only." Oh, I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I found myself.
Yes, sir.
I found myself in that situation. Remember, I sinned against the Lord. And thee and thee only have
yes,
I sinned. Lord, cleanse me. I ask that you all continue to pray my strength in the Lord as I continue to pray
yes,
for
sir.
Our services. Lord, continue to keep us. Continue to guide
yes,
us. And continue to love on us. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
beautiful. Beautiful. We thank God. Thank God for that. So
yeah, loving kind.
Yes, sir. We thank God for how truly with all of us, he had blotted out our transgression. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, only somebody that bring up your transgression is those that knew you and try to get you to return that for what they knew about your past. Well, they always want to bring it along. I remember when. But the beautiful thing of it, they should be looking at now. Look what God has done.
Look what he has
Look
done.
Look what God
yes,
has
man.
Done. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they'll be blessed. They'll be blessed because they can say, I see a change.
That's it.
Yes, sir. We thank the Lord how he has truly cleansed us up. Hallelujah. We have been set free by his love. His love did that for us. Hallelujah. His love was so strong. God the Father love was so strong for us that he gave us his only. His only begotten Son. To show you just how strong. Some people think love is weak, but love was so strong that it drove our Savior to the cross. In the Garden of Gethsemane, when he went to pray, he was troubled thinking about it, but he went to pray, and then he had that nevertheless came in. His will, his desire was one thing, but the love was so strong pushing on him that he loved
yes,
he loved mankind. Hallelujah. That he would go down. Hallelujah. And pay a debt that we could not pay. His love was so strong for us.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's love.
Remind you of a parent loving on a child so much that parent will do without just so that child could have. That parent makes sacrifice so that child could eat. That parent will give it all, hallelujah, that the child could have it just a little bit easier than what they had it. Hallelujah. So with Christ, he know we couldn't bear those stripes. He know that we couldn't bear that hanging from the sixth to the ninth hour. He knows that we could not bear the sins of the world put up on us. Hallelujah. So he decided, it was a decision for him to die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we may have a right to the tree of life, and it will be remembered. this generation will tell another generation, another generation will tell another generation. It will always remember that he decided to die. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So in this, we can be joyful and rejoice. Hallelujah, that we serve a risen Savior that's in the world today. Hallelujah. I know that he is risen no matter what men may say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me. He talks with me, tells me that I am his own. Surprise. Surprise, ain't Martha sending in. Surprise. find the Lord Jesus Christ, we must be willing to seek him. I hear you. Jesus rarely comes where we expect him. He appears where we least expect him, and always in the most, praise the Lord, in the most illogical connection. The only way a worker can keep true to God is by being ready for the Lord's surprise visit. I hear you. Well, so whatever road we are on today, we may be ready for Jesus to make himself known to us in new and surprising ways. Praise the Lord. New and surprising ways. Who needs forgiveness today? She sent in forgiven. Then it says, who needs forgiven? Who needs forgiveness today? Forgive us our debts as we forgive, have also forgiven. Thank you, Lord. Forgiven our debtors. Thank you, Lord. I like this. God set it up in such a way. Praise the Lord. He set it up in such a way that our debtors, hallelujah. He says, forgive us as we forgive our debtors. When we forgive, then he'll forgive us, hallelujah. He's a covenant God. If you do this for me, that's what I will do for you. But we thank God today. God bless you. Hallelujah. God, keep your ears our prayer. If there's a first-time caller of this, someone need prayer, you need to know how to get in, or someone have a question, push the one button, and it'll tell you that we'll open you up. It'll tell you you're now in the host queue, and then we'll open you up, and God bless you. Praise the Lord. But if not, we'll keep on pushing and praying. Pushing, praying until something happens. Hallelujah. But we thank God for you today that you have called in and set aside a time that we could reason in God's word together. God bless you. God keep you in our prayer. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how, asking you to continue to forgive us for sin known and unknown in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing, Father God, us this day. Thank you for, oh, hallelujah, using us this day. Hallelujah, that we may continue to show our love for you and continue to be ever grateful for your kindness and your multitude of tender mercies. We ask you, Father, blot out our transgression. Hallelujah, blot them out, Father God. In other words, deliver us, deliver us, deliver us over. Hallelujah, again, deliver us. Hallelujah, that we may be set free. Hallelujah, renew a right spirit within us, Father God. Restore your children in the name of Jesus. Restore us, Father. Hallelujah, and in that, when we are restored, we shall teach transgression. Hallelujah. Transgressors, the way sinners, we convert unto thee in the name of Jesus Christ. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
peace.